Chapter 2. Rhiannon's father, Lewis Lewis, no longer lived with Dora and Rhiannon at 7 Sophie Street. He had left them to live with his mistress, Nia Martin, Barry's mother, who had owned Temptations. He was still living in Chestnut Road, even though Nia was now dead. Since her death, he seemed incapable of making plans for the future. He just went to work, came home to the house they had shared, and ate the meal Nia's daughter-in-law, Caroline, prepared. Then he sat, dreaming about life before the dreadful accident that had taken her from him. He called on customers, smiling with an automatic brightness as he took their orders for confectionery, flirting with the ladies and leaving them chuckling, flattered, and looking forward to his next visit. And all the time he was filled with pain and disbelief. In his late 40s, with the slim figure and upright stance that hadn't changed since he was young, he was a handsome man, tall and always smartly dressed. His hair was black and worn sleeked back. A thin moustache adorned his perfectly formed lips, and his eyes were dark and had a knowing look in them that appealed to women of all ages. Being married had never stopped those eyes from straying, and the occasional affair had added spice to his already full life. He felt little guilt, believing that throughout his life he had been almost faithful to two women, his wife Dora and his mistress Nia Martin, the mother of Barry. Almost faithful was a term with which he felt comfortable, so much kinder somehow than unfaithful. He had left Dora after their oldest son had died, and been content sharing Nia's home. Then a freak accident in her garden had robbed him of that happiness, and he didn't know what to do next. Until that tree branch had snapped and robbed him of his love, there had been no need to plan the future. More of the same was all he had wanted for the rest of his life. Now it seemed impossible to even think any further than today. Tomorrow was an empty darkness that somehow had to be filled. After Nia's death, her son, Barry Martin, and his wife Caroline left the flat above Temptation's sweet shop and moved in. Lewis accepted he no longer had any right to live there and knew he should leave, but he couldn't face living alone. Not yet. For a fleeting moment he had thought of asking his wife Dora and daughter Rhiannon if he could go home, but that thought died as quickly as it was born. Red-headed Dora would send him back to the Firs, the sad boarding-house where he had lived when he had first left her. Surely there was another choice? Damn it all! He wasn't meant to live alone. It was Sunday morning, and knowing that both Dora and their daughter Rhiannon would be home, he drove down to Sophie Street and banged on the door of number 7. The very act of having to knock on the door of the house that had been his increased his frustration, and when Rhiannon opened the door he pushed past her and went straight through to the kitchen where Dora was peeling potatoes to put around the joint of beef. "What do you want?" Dora asked ungraciously. "Been thrown out already?"
"No, I haven't. I just wanted to talk about things."
"If things include moving back in, you'd better think again."
"I don't want to move back in. I wouldn't dream of forcing my company on you," he retorted, "even as a lodger." The last words told Dora clearly that the idea had been considered. He pulled out a chair and sat, slumped across the table.
"If you're staying for dinner, I'd better clean a few more sprouts, Dad," Rhiannon said hopefully. "He isn't staying, so forget it," Dora snapped.
Lewis didn't move. He just glanced at his daughter and winked.
"How are Barry and Caroline?"
Rhiannon asked to fill in the uneasy silence.
"Are they settling in all right? Plenty of room in the house after squashing into the flat, eh?"
"The place is a tip. Changing everything, they are. Getting rid of all Nia's furniture, tearing up the carpets and picking at the wallpaper. Now they've gone to the Griffiths' for dinner, leaving me all alone in a house that looks as if it's been burgled by maniacs."